An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When was the last time you truly gave yourself permission to hit the pause button? Not because you were forced to, but because you decided that now was the time for rest. Now was the time to take a beat. And this rest, this beat was necessary. So that's where I am right now. And I want to talk to you about that today. Hey, y'all, it's Bree. Welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. This podcast is a space for Black women who are intentionally healing, growing, and thriving. First and foremost, I just want to say thank you so much for being here, sis. Like, just you being here and listening, for sharing the show, for being part of this beautiful community that you and I are building together, one by one, piece by piece. Like, you are the primary reason why I continue to show up and do this podcast once a week. And I can't tell you how grateful I am for each and every one of you, okay? But now, let's talk about this rest, y'all. As you can see from the title, I'm going to be taking some downtime until January. And if you've been listening to the podcast, you may have heard the episode where I said that, you know, I'm going to be shaking some things up. Like, it's time to make some pivots and changes when it comes to Brown Girl self-care. And a part of that for me is going to have to, like, in other words, for me to continue to get the clarity that I need, as much as I didn't want to do it at first, like, I was kind of resistant to it for some reason. Well, actually, I know the reason. Maybe we'll talk about that too. But I was resistant to it. But I feel like right now is the time for me to take a sabbatical, take a break, step away from recording these podcast episodes every week, and give myself the space and grace to tap into me. Tap into me, okay? And so I feel like it's time to do that. And so that's what this episode is about, okay? And I was gonna say, but it feels like a lie. Cause I, you know how you know something, but maybe you don't really want to be real with it. I think that's what was coming up for me. And that's why I was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna call it what it is. And so to me, honestly, it comes down to capitalism, period. It comes down to being productive. It comes down to hustle culture, even though that is a topic that I've talked about several times on this podcast over the years. There is still this pressure to perform. There's still this pressure to do all the things so that you can make the money to survive and live and pay your rent and eat, you know, like, that's very real. And so I feel like a part of this, me like resisting this sabbatical was, or taking this time away, was like, girl, you're going to lose some of your audience. You're going to lose crucial money. You're going to lose, you know what I mean? You're going to lose downloads or things like that. And that's what it is. That was literally the only resistance. As much as I love to come here and talk to you each week and do the podcast, I y'all know I've said this before. I love it. I do. I would not have done it for as long as I did, but it's like, there is a part of it that's just like, you know, without the downloads, there is no income. There's no source of revenue in any capacity, which is obviously through the ads and things like that, because there's nothing that I'm offering. There's nothing that I'm selling. I'm not doing any of that stuff, because to be real with you, as I've mentioned before, like, that's just not where I am right now. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do that. I'm just being very real with you. I don't want to do that right now. Now, 2025 may hit a little different. I don't know. But this is why I need the clarity to figure out what I want to do as I am continuing to pivot with Brown Girl Self-Care and with my life personally. All right. So again, I ask you, like, when is the last time you truly, truly gave yourself permission to even just to pause and think, what do I need right now? How much rest do I need? What type of rest do I need right now? You know, because there are different types of rest. And Not because your body is forcing you to. Like, you know how there's times when you are really just going, and your body's like, girl, you better slow down because I'm about to show you something, because you're going to keep messing around. And you're like, no, girl, I'm not going to do it. But then you keep doing it. And your body's like, okay, bet. And then the next thing you know, you're sick for like 2 or 3 weeks and your body's just all jacked up and you're feeling all the pains and the aches and the tiredness and the exhaustion and you got the flu or you run yourself down. I'm not talking about that kind of rest, like because your body is just like, I'm literally cutting you off because you're not going to use me up like this. You know, I've had that happen several times. All right. But I'm talking about you being intentional, like, you know what? Stop the tape, stop the presses. Like, I need to tap into me right now and really give myself a longer lasting type of rest. That's where I am right now. And I want to do it now because we're in winter, girl. We in winter. I know that a lot of us are still working in some capacities. Either you're an entrepreneur, you're working your 9 to 5, you got your corporate job, girl, you're doing all the things. I see you out there in them streets making that coin and getting your entire life. But it's wintertime. And what I'm really focusing on right now is allowing myself to ebb and flow with the actual seasons. And we know that winter is, what do the animals do in the winter? They shut down the shop. They're like, we gone until springtime. Peace out. And they go into like hibernation mode, or they really just go and sit down somewhere. You know, the trees lose their leaves and the colors and all that kind of stuff. And I want to live more in alignment with the seasons. And I'm trying to be very intentional with that. I want to encourage you to do that too, girl. And it doesn't have to be an all or nothing thing. It really doesn't. I want you to find what makes sense for you. But that's where I am right now. And I feel like right now is the perfect time for me to step back and take this sabbatical for the month of December, even though technically you're going to be listening to this on what, December 2nd, if I'm not mistaken, 1st or 2nd. And it's not that the podcast is going away. I'm going to be putting up some older episodes that I feel like you might have missed that had a good word. We all need a good word. So there's going to be content, but I'm not going to be in creation mode. And I really have to give myself permission to do that. If you are a creative, and we're all creatives, but and you're working or whatever, we have to allow ourselves time to be. We cannot constantly be in do mode. There is a balance and an order to these things. There is a balance and an order to living. And I don't think it will ever be, at least not from what I've noticed, it's ever going to be a complete, you know, like 50-50, perfect on 50, perfectly 50% here. And, you know, I don't know if that's possible. But I do know that for a lot of Black women, a lot of us, many of us, probably all of us in some capacity are in an extreme state of doing mode. I don't want to live my life like that. I don't want to be that person. And I say this, and as I'm saying this, I just realize so much that I am just changing, y'all. And that's why I am changing up the show. I'm changing. I feel like I'm still in a cocoon, but I'm going to emerge into this different, you know, and I'm okay with that. I want that. I want to live a more intentional, slower when possible life. And I don't want to hustle for a coin. I just don't want to do it. So I'm taking the sabbatical to give myself time to get some deep rest. And, you know, over the past few days, I had been feeling this nudge to take a step back. Well, I had been feeling it for a while, but it was getting stronger over the last few days. And I just had like this whisper in my spirit saying, girl, it is okay to pause. You do not have to perform every single week. You don't. And there's a little bit of fear there. And I know you're feeling me like if you are working, because again, you don't perform, you don't show up, you don't produce, you don't create, you don't labor a lot of times we feel like we're going to miss out. A lot of times we feel like there's going to be lack and we're going to miss, gravely miss money to sustain us. And so I'm doing this obviously from a place of faith, which I'm not a stranger to. If you know my story, you know I quit my job in 2019 and that was a doozy. Okay, but I survived. Your girl is still here. But it's going to take a little faith for some of us. Definitely. It's going to take a little faith. And I'm not saying go out there and quit your job, girl. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying to do some of the things that you feel are in alignment with your direction of life, or maybe even what God is calling you to do, or what your intuition is nudging you towards. It's going to take some faith, girl. It's going to take some faith. So that's where I am right now. And it's time for me to pause. And then it's funny because, you know, I more and more, I am no longer believing that there are coincidences. I'm really leaning towards not coincidences, but things being confirmations. I'm going to take a quick sip of my chamomile tea. Hold on. So good. So good. This tea is so good. But, you know, I have been thinking about it for the last few days, and today it's funny because I decided, like for real, I decided, and I'm recording this on, it's Sunday evening. I think it's the first, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's the first of December. And I had made my decision, and it's funny because I went on Threads maybe like an hour later, 30 minutes later. And I just happened to see someone had reposted a video of Macy Gray talking about how so apparently she has a new album out, and her streams over the week, this holiday weekend, went up 130%. 130% over the weekend. And she said that happened while she was in bed resting. She wasn't hustling. She wasn't grinding. She was taking care of her grandbaby. She was under the weather a little bit. So she was in bed recouping and self-caring and all those kind of beautiful things. And she said while she was in this state of rest, her streams went up 130%. 130%. And she said it was wild because I guess she had been promoting her new album, and I'm sure she was getting streams, but it wasn't hitting, I guess, the way they wanted it to while it was being promoted. You know, I don't really know what she was doing to promote it or anything, but, you know, it wasn't hitting the way it needed to hit, or the way she felt it should hit. But when she took a pause to tend to herself, because she probably was exhausted, I'm assuming too, maybe feeling a little run down, but her streams went up 130%. And I was just like, okay, God, thank you for this thank you for this confirmation. Like, that felt like it cemented it for me. Like, girl, it's time to step back a little bit and just take a break. It is okay to take a break. It is okay to sit yourself down somewhere and take a break. And sometimes, and I don't know if she said this or if I'm saying this. No, I don't remember. But sometimes the most powerful thing that we can do is nothing. Sometimes the most powerful thing that we can do is nothing. And I know that probably is like, it's probably fighting every single part of your essence right now just saying that, but I believe that. Sometimes the most powerful thing we can do is nothing. Real talk. We have been taught to grind nonstop to be worthy. We have been taught to grind nonstop to succeed. We have been taught to grind nonstop to prove our value. That shit, excuse my French, even though I said it in English, it ain't sustainable, sis. It ain't. And for me, it's a hell no. It's not sustainable, Black woman. It's not. And so for me, I gotta honor my humanity. I've been saying honor your humanity. I've been saying honor my humanity like it was in my tagline on social media for years. I literally just changed it on Threads in the last week or so, but I have been talking about or saying in some capacity, honoring our humanity in a world that doesn't. That is what life is like for us as Black women. We are existing and surviving and doing our best to thrive in a world, in a system that does not honor our humanity. For me, it's time to pause. It's time to rest. It's time to recalibrate. It's time to lay up in my bed, bundled under sheets, and to and feel safe and secure and warm and fuzzy. It's time to relax without worrying about the grind, so that when I come back, I can show up for you, for me, in this space in the most intentional way possible. Hey girl, it's Bree popping on real quick to let you know you are not going crazy. PMS and perimenopause are no joke when it comes to those hormonal shifts and how they affect us. So if you've been feeling those shifts like I am right now, you are definitely not alone. Because let me tell you, lately I have been dealing with hot flashes and just feeling super exhausted, and girl, it's just a lot. So I'm super excited right now about Estro Control by Happy Mammoth. Estro Control was created to help us feel like ourselves all throughout the month. It helps maintain optimal hormone levels and it eases those mild mood shifts while also supporting our menstrual cycles, plus skin, bone, and joint health. It's nature inspired, which I love, and just might help you feel a bit more like, well, honestly, you again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house, guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast. Get festive and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home, even the big stuff. And the best part? Speedy delivery in time for the holidays. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop early Black Friday deals right now and save up to 70% off only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And I'm excited for that, y'all. I really, really am. And when I come back in January, you know, I'm going to just feel different, which means, like, think about it. When you take time to do nothing, when you take, I feel like even when you take time to do nothing, something is happening. It's just that we're not making it happen. We're not forcing something to happen. We're not forcing something to come. We're not forcing ourselves to, oh my God, I got to think of all these ideas. We're not forcing ourselves to, oh my God, I gotta, you know, if you're working, I gotta call 75,000 people to, you know, whatever. Like, we're not forcing when we're in a state of being. We're not forcing when we're in a state of being. And it's unfortunate that for us, a lot of us, we have been forced, coincidentally forced, to be in that mode pretty much nonstop for vast stretches of our lives. And that is not the way that I want to live. And I don't want that for you either. So when I tell you that there's a shift happening here with Brown Girl Self-Care, I really want to model what I am saying to you. I never want someone to be like, oh, she's just another one of those influencers, which I'm not an influencer, by the way. I want to make that very clear. But she's just another one of those people that, you know, they, for example, take a picture of their house that they're renting or they don't even own. They went somewhere and did a photo shoot and they're showing us this house, but it ain't even theirs. You know what I mean? Like, that's not, listen, I am doing my best to practice what I preach. I don't do self-care perfectly. I am a human being, okay? And that is not the goal for me. The goal for me is to just bring more intention into the things that I do, to bring more awareness into my life, to allow myself to grow and heal past the trauma that was inflicted upon me since I was a child and young adult, and to live in the vast abundance around me and to just continue to have faith that God will make a way and provide. Like, that's the kind of life that I want to live. Imperfectly doing so, and just to live a more sustainable life, more nature, less phones, more creativity, less, I don't even know, but I just, that's what I want. And so I have to take a step back so that I can move forward in that direction. Taking a step back is not a failure. Taking a step back is not defeat. Taking a step back is not, I don't know, you know what I mean? But yeah, when I come back in January, I want to bring you more episodes that are just more aligned than ever before. More aligned as we continue talking about the beauty of rest and joy and how we're going to rage against these effing systems and break free from these systems that tell us we got to sacrifice ourselves to survive. Hell no. Hell to the no, no, no. So I'm just very, very excited. And again, I'm going to ask you this question again as I sip my tea real quick. Let me sip some tea. When is the last time you paused, sis? When is the last time you took your own personal sabbatical, your own mini sabbatical? And, you know, I'm thinking about this. I know I had an episode that I did several years ago when I was talking about how I took another sabbatical. I can't remember what that episode was. But, you know, I really, a lot of times we think that these things like sabbaticals are just for wealthy white people, wealthy people, privileged people. And, you know, obviously to a certain extent, it's definitely easier to take a sabbatical when you ain't got to worry about where your rent checks, your rent money's coming from, or the light bill, or how you're going to feed your son, or how you're going to put gas in your car to get to work for the next month, or, you know, those kind of things. You know, obviously it is much easier when it comes to that kind of thing. But a time of rest, a sabbatical, like that is not just for wealthy people. It is not just for the 1% where they can just, you know, go on these drool-worthy vacations or whatever the case may be. That's not just for the wealthy. Screw that. Like, seriously, if anybody needs to be getting some rest, it's us, okay? We are the people that are keeping this country economy alive and working, okay? We are the ones. So taking a sabbatical, allowing yourself to rest, allowing yourself to have downtime, that is your right. And your sabbatical does not have to look like what anybody else does. Some people choose to take a sabbatical where they just, there's different ways to do it. You know, maybe you take a sabbatical from using your phone for a week. Maybe you take a sabbatical where you go somewhere out in nature and you're just vibing with nature for a month. Like, there's different ways to do it. So you have to see what makes sense for you. As far as my sabbatical is concerned, it's not that I'm physically going anywhere for the month of December. As far as like I'm not traveling, I'm not going out of state, I'm not doing anything like that. I'm not going to a cabin in the woods, even though that would be so lovely. But for me, my sabbatical really is more so, I'm not doing any work. I'm not doing any work. Like, once I finish a few things just to make sure that this, like the podcast or scheduling go out for the next, for the month of December and that kind of thing, and maybe do some emails and get those on, not autopilot, auto, like, you know, auto send or whatever. That's it. That's it. So, and I'll be taking more time, like I said, to be more creative, to take time for reflection, to take time to sleep in, to take time to take my long walks, girl. You know, I love a long walk. And journal, more journaling and just more reflecting and just allowing myself to be and do whatever I feel in the moment. Like that's and reading books that I want to read that I haven't had a chance to read for a while. And just different things like that. That is what I'm going to be doing. And tending to my spirit. Tending to my spirit. That is what I intend to do during my time away in the month of December. Now, I'm going to wrap up. But speaking of emails, I want to make sure that you know, in case you missed it, that so I had an email list of maybe a few thousand women. And I totally deleted that. Like, that list is gone. It's gone because, like I said, I'm starting over. So if you were on the email list and you want to make sure that you start to get these new emails I'm going to be sending out, plus on top of that, I am going to be doing a free podcasting class because I know that several of you would like to start your own podcast. This class is going to be 100% free. It ain't going to be like, no, oops, oh, sorry, it's $500, even though I could charge for it, obviously, I'm not, because I want us to go out there and start doing some of the things that we said we were going to do so that we can start living the type of lives that we deserve. And I know a lot of you have a story, you have a passion, you have a gift, you have something on your heart that you know you have been called to speak about in some capacity. And you want to start a podcast, but you just you maybe had a fear, like, are you thinking it's not for you? Or I don't know, girl, whatever the case may be. I'm doing a podcasting class in January and I want you to be there. Okay. If you're interested in podcasting. And on top of that, after that, now this one's more geared towards like my creatives, my, you know, podcasters, my entrepreneur base or women. After this podcasting class, I would love it if we can meet twice a month and spend like an hour just doing kind of like working / ask questions, like networking if necessary kind of thing. So that's something that I'm thinking about, but that's something that I may want to do as well. But the podcasting class is absolutely going to happen. So if you are not on the email list, if you're interested, go to browngirlselfcare.com and make sure you go to the bottom. The page is not up yet, y'all. That's something else I'm still working on. Lord have mercy. But there's a place where you can drop your email address. Make sure you go ahead and do it there. And that way, when I start sending these emails out and let you know when the class is going to be, you can sign up if you are interested. Okay. I don't want you to miss that. I feel it's important that Black women have different avenues to do their thing, right? And podcasting, it can be one of your things. It can be one of your spaces, okay? It doesn't have to just be on YouTube or, I don't know, TikTok, whatever. But yeah, if you had it in your heart to become a podcaster in 2025, this is your sign. This is your confirmation. This is your receipt that you didn't need, letting you know that it is time to go ahead and just stop playing games, stop playing small, and get ready to do your podcast, girl. Okay? All right. So sign up for the emails by going to browngirlselfcare.com. But yeah, as I was saying, like this, you know, by the way, this isn't like a goodbye. I just want to make sure I say that. Brown Girl Self Care is not going anywhere. This is not a goodbye. It's just a see you later, see you soon. But I do want you to think about what we've talked about today and ask yourself, like, when's the last time I've taken some serious downtime in some capacity? Gave my mind a break, gave my spirit a break, gave my body a break, given some part of you, if not even completely, given some part of you a permission to slow down, a permission to have a break, a permission to tap in and honor your humanity. When's the last time? Okay, I really want to encourage you to make space for that in some capacity. I really would like for you to consider some ways you can make space for that. It could be maybe you do it on the weekends. It doesn't have to be a full week. It doesn't have to be consistent days, but maybe it's every Saturday you're going to do something just for you. Maybe it's every Sunday you turn off your phone for the whole day and you just do whatever. You lay on the couch, you rest, you do whatever. Like, think of some ways that you can take a sabbatical, even if right now, under your current circumstances, a full drawn out thing is not necessary. We're all deserving of rest. We're all deserving of honoring our humanity. And that's just like so important. Okay. So, yeah, if you're listening and feeling like you've been caught in the grind, which let's face it, how many of us haven't felt like at some point we've been caught up in this craziness and caught up in the grind? I want you to know that you have the right to slow down. You have the right to tend to your needs. You have the right to honor your humanity. You have the right to pause. And when you give yourself permission to pause, when you give yourself permission to take a beat, and you give yourself permission to step away, even briefly, brief step aways matter, honey. You are creating space in your life to align with the things that are most important to you. Okay? I feel like we just went to church or something. Like, I feel like I really just, I don't know. I feel like I needed to release some stuff while I was talking to you, and I did. So, but yeah, again, as I wrap up, I just want to thank you so much for being here in 2024, 2023, 2022 and beyond, or back then, whenever you decide to press play. Thank you so much for being here, for rocking with me, for being one of my self-care besties, and for holding space for this community, holding space for Brown Girls Self-Care. Every share, every comment, every time you shared an episode that was your fave on social media, like whatever, I'm just thankful and appreciative of all of it, all right? And I'm excited, so excited to see you in January, where we're going to get things popping again. Yeah. Don't forget that there will be some episodes going out every Monday. They just will be replays, all right? So until January, girl, take care of yourself. Honor your humanity. Make space for yourself. Find pockets of peace. Rest deeply, okay? Know that you are not a machine. Know that it is not about your worth is not tied to your labor. Your worth is not tied to how much you can do for someone, how much money you can spend. Oh, the holidays, okay? It's not about how much money you spend, how well you cook somebody's meal or whatever. Like, it ain't about that, okay? It's not about that. You already, as you are worthy. You are valuable. You are special. You are important. And you are enough. I love you so much. And yeah, I will talk to you soon. Have a blessed December, and I'll see you in January.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.